Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
The Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
By the way, somebody's texting the greatest idea for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Said, my brother and his wife will go to a Hallmark store, pick out cards for each other, read them in the store, and then put them back. I'm going to actually try that, I think. That's pretty effing fancy. I do a CVS.
I found the perfect one.
Yeah. Hey, you go over there. All right. Go. Here.
I honestly, the one I bought for Mike the other day that I told you I gave to him, mm-hmm. just a thank you card, was blank, and it had a donkey on the front with a wizard's hat, and it says, your ass is magic-y.
You know, my thing is I always buy a different holiday or card for somebody. If it's your birthday, like when John retired from here, mm-hmm. I got him the you're a strong black woman, and I'm proud to know you card.
A nice mahogany.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's your quinceanera. Yeah. You know.
When I quit the first time, you gave me a baptism card.
Yes.
I love that idea.
Scratch out baptism and like quitting or something. Yeah, it's my favorite. All right. All right, no quitting, you know that. I don't know what sound you just made, but
I was chugging.
It was a non-committal sound. I could feel it. Damon Wayans on the show, Rose on the show. We're going to knock this out first. Let's take the guys first. James, welcome to the show. What's your story?
How you doing?
Good.
I'm 28, single. Got a couple toys, got a flashlight, and then a good old trusty palm.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to help get through this last month of layoff. And
you sound like you're having a bit of a hard time with this Valentine's Day, my friend.
I mean, just waiting for the right one to come along.
Well, that's it. Were you married? You got your heart broken? What happened, man?
No, man. Focusing on the career. I guess you could call construction a career.
Sure you can. Yes, you can. Of course you can.
Well, my back's not agreeing with that, so.
Yeah. Listen, you just take maybe the problem is you're just pounding that flashlight a little too hard. Maybe take it easy on that or stretch a little before you get into that business. All right. Listen, you're going to play. James, I want you to win. More importantly, I want you to find human companionship because you're bumming me out. You're going to be good.
I'll try.
All right. Seriously, stay right there, James. Hold on. We're going to get Derek on. Derek, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, Johnny. My name's Derek. I'm 31. I've been married for 4 years, and I ain't got any toys, and I need to get one, so my wife could stop using hers on me.
So how's the sex life, by the way?
I mean, it's sporadic, but I mean, it's nice to get a rest from here time to time.
Wow.
Did you say that you sometimes use her toy on you?
She tries to.
Do you like it?
I'm slowly getting in there. She's into BDSM, so we're slowly guiding.
And you just started with your a-hole, huh? Yeah. I've been like, can you spank just around it for a while? All right. Well, look, Derek, you stay right there. You're going to play too. You and James, because I got to get John on. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. My name is John. I am 40. I've been married for 9 years now. Oh, crap, it's snowing outside now. I have nothing. My wife has a couple of things. She really enjoys that womanizer thing.
Thank
you for the recommendation.
You bet. Those are good.
Yeah, very good.
So. All right. Well, listen, by the way, any advice for people who are thinking about getting married? Do you recommend it or do you say I should probably die alone?
Oh, no. For me, it worked out.
You
just got to get one that agrees with what you do
correct.
And then does what she wants to do, and you're just going to have to be okay with it.
Couldn't agree more. Derek, you sounded like you wanted to say no.
It's definitely a rocky ride, and if you don't have the tire prepared for it, I'd definitely put it in park.
Hey, you know what? There's certain things that aren't for everyone.
I feel like this dude's driving a Corolla up Pike's Peak. All right. Listen, John, Derek, James, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one takes it home.
For the fellas, our item up for bid is My First Pregnant Knocked Up Coochie from Nass Toys.
Having my baby. What a lovely way.
I'm gonna stick it in ya. Fellas, it's a fact. Some of you out there find pregnant ladies highly attractive. And now with My First Pregnant Knocked Up Coochie, you can indulge in all your wildest fantasies. Without all that other stuff like morning sickness, midnight cravings, mood swings, and that whole messy eventually raising the children thing. With this all-new stroker from Nass Toys, now you have two vibrating entries highlighted by a beautiful baby bump. But hey, if you're not into pregnant chicks, you can just pretend your new lady love likes corn dogs.
A little over a year ago, I had the worst stomach ache of my life. I figured it was just the corn dogs I had for lunch. But when I went to the bathroom to relieve myself, a hand came out of my vagina.
A lady like that deserves a romantic evening at the Quick Trip. I'll buy you all the taquitos you want, baby. It's My First Knocked Up Coochie from Nass Toys, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Get some mustard for that baby on a stick. Yeah. My first pregnant knocked up vagina. This is what the world's looking for, huh?
You caught it, my attention right out.
There's a lot of pregnant porn, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've heard it's a fetish.
Yeah, it definitely. It looks like a Cornish game hen.
Size-wise, it really kind of does.
This looks like a Cornish game hen to me. Do you, Greg? Yes, no?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, that is the perfect size.
Which makes me want to go get a rotisserie chicken from...
just churn that little thing.
From the grocery store.
Mm.
So this is it.
That is unique.
I've never had sex with a pregnant lady.
Mm-mm.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your wife.
Yeah.
Besides your wife?
No one else besides her.
Not that he knows of.
Yeah, well. Oh, trust me. It's just... Yeah, it could be true, because you could just do anything. There could literally be anything in your life. Most of the time, I think the age, though, keeps them from being pregnant. Oh, no,
they've moved past the change.
That they haven't hit puberty yet.
No.
All right, James, you sad sack son of a bitch. How are you?
All right, I'm going to go with $16 on it.
$16.
Yep.
James, by the way, I want you to be a happier person.
Well, I'm also on my way to court today. I got me a nice hefty ticket in the city of Lansing, and I'm driving all the way in from Green Valley. So this is a
James,
great way to start my day.
Ugh, I'm so sorry. All right, well, listen. So, what number did you want to put on the rotisserie chicken?
I'm gonna go 16.
James, my friend, 16. All right, Derek.
I'll go with 130.
130. Finally, John.
Let's go with $52.
And the actual manufacturer suggested retail prices
$49.99.
Aww.
Oh, James, you got something to stick your ding dong in.
I should have went with $1. I still would have got it.
It's real nice of the boys.
Well, I don't know that this is going to make you feel better about yourself. But
it can't make me feel worse, you know.
True.
Oh man, there you go.
That's
brightness
day.
Listen, you want to roll out to Five Finger or World of Wheels or Volbeat, Mr. James?
Let's go with World of Wheels.
All right, I'm gonna hook you up too. All right, stay right there and come by and pick up your rotisserie chicken. Stay right there. All right. I felt like I had to give him something.
Well,
I wanted to make him some day better. He's got to go pay a ticket. Mm-hmm. He's not doing well. He's not feeling good about himself. He's a good person, clearly.
And credit to the boys.
Well done. Derek? Hey, you want to go somewhere? World of Wheels, Five Finger?
Yeah, World of Wheels.
All right. Stay right there. What about you, John?
I'm trying to think of what I already got. I already got the Five Finger and Volbeat.
What kind of a goddamn prize hog are you?
Oh, no. I paid for my stuff, Johnny.
Oh.
Yeah.
I stand corrected, and I apologize.
Oh, no need to, sir. It's an honest mistake.
I love this man. Team, I want you to be like John.
Oh.
I want you to be like John.
Yeah, everybody be like John. Damn it, T.
Yeah.
Angry sack of fat.
Oh, you're just like John.
You are sort of, I put you on a level and I try to strive for your greatness, Johnny.
I feel like we're in stereo right now. This is magical.
Oh, brother, effort? God dang, man. Come on.
This, yeah, see, at this moment, I was going to reach out and slap him.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We're psychically tethered right now. All right, stay right there, Mr. John. You're right. A genius.
Thank
you're a handsome man, powerful. People around you love you.
Yeah, they do.
Ladies, shall we talk to Liz? Liz, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. What's your story?
Well, I'm 42 years old. I currently have a platinum rabbit, and I like to use it.
Yeah. So you're the dirty kind of 42-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell.
She's comfortable in it.
Are you single, or I feel like you may have been divorced.
Nope.
Married. Still married.
For a long time, I don't say no.
Good for you. That's the secret of happiness, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
The answer is yes. Where do you want to eat? You want to eat there? Yes. You want to see that movie? Yes. Can we do this? Yes. As long as everybody's saying yes, it's a pretty good day.
Yes.
Yes. All right. You stay right there, you dirty bird. I got to get Jessica on. Jessica, what's your story?
Hi. My name is Jessica. I'm 27. I've been married for about 6 years. And when I first met my husband, he got me one black vibrator. And it's just one little plastic thing. And that's all I've had for 11 years now.
You have a very sad vagina. You have a neglected, sad... You kind of have a poverty vagina.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Is he not a good provider for the vagina?
No, he is. And that's why I don't really use it that often. Just
but
on the night.
That's because you don't like it or you're a racist. What?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but...
All right. Well, Jessica, do you think you'd like to explore some other toys?
Yes. I would love to try something new.
Well, have you been experimental yourself? I mean, what kind of a wife have you been? You're young still, 27 years old, other girls, back door, what?
No, not to get graphic, but we've tried and it doesn't work out that well.
I feel like your answer is not yes
enough. I'm jealous of Nikki.
You're jealous of Nikki? Do you have any advice? She says she can't do it, but you know she could.
What are you jealous of? What do you need?
That you can do the anal.
Mm.
I can't get through the pain part. I don't know how to grip my teeth and just chill with it.
Okay. Listen,
you may want to be a little more mellow.
I'm going to go out and just tell you, you just shouldn't try anymore, man. You're going to hurt something.
That's a starting point right there.
How hard you got to bite on the belt?
He shouldn't come rolling at you like the Kool-Aid man through the wall.
Yeah, well, you can't say yes if your anus is saying hell no.
Right, you can't eyes squint, okay.
If you're trying to like you know, pinch something off, like it's got to go the other way. Let me explain it this way. Let's say companies... on the way over. And you said, I sure would like to see you. Come on over. But when you got there, you leaned against the door as hard as you could when they were trying to open it. That would be ridiculous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be pretty dumb.
Yeah.
You're going to need to take your time.
Welcome, everybody.
It's kind of like rolling up or rolling out a garden hose when you're trying to water the lawn. You don't just go cranking that thing back. It's all out of whack.
That's
don't
right.
Do
go
that.
Easy.
Sure, it's on the track. You got to make sure you're good.
I feel like we're helping you, Jess.
Don't give up.
I appreciate all the help.
All right. Stay there, Liz. Jess, hold on. I got to get Cindy on. Cindy.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about you.
I'm 55. I'm single. I have one toy. It's a vibrating dildo. I'm into the vibration, not the dildo.
I love you. I feel like you don't take a lot of grief off anybody.
No, I don't.
Let me tell you what I like. I like smoking, drinking. I don't care about the wiener part, but I like the shaky bits.
If it was the real thing, I would take that.
Yeah, but yeah, and I don't mind. I don't mind his penis, but I hate him as a person. It's terrible. Yeah, right. It's not so much the penis; it's our personality that ruins it. Yeah, I know, Cindy. All right, Liz, Jessica, Cindy, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid in case of a three-way overbid. As you know, the closest one will take it home.
For the lady.
All right,
item up for bid today is the always ready orgasm maker from Nastoy. Ladies, this seven function vibe is made from 100% silicone. It features dual motors, a clitoral stimulator, easy push button operation, and like the name says, it's always ready. Unlike your guy.
Hey, baby, let's get it out.
Oh, somebody's been into the brown liquor.
Don't worry, I got this.
No, you don't.
Totally do.
It's like you're trying to push a marshmallow into a keyhole.
All right, baby, get ready for magic time.
And we're done here.
Seven functions of vibration, over 8 inches of length,
and over 4 inches of girth.
It's the always ready orgasm maker from Nastoy, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
I'm taking a look at this thing, and I'm like, some of it I don't even recognize. I'm normally pretty good with this. Like, what do you?
How?
Yeah, right? The bass?
Yeah, the bass is interesting.
It's like a ring, like a.
Is it like a fan in the summer that you clip on?
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looks like.
It glows. It's like Tron.
It's like Tron.
Yeah.
So that's when you know it's on.
Oh, and it gets brighter as you, the little embedded LED light.
So if you're in the dark, you will get caught.
Well, it'll lead you home.
Mm-hmm. It'll direct others where to land.
Yeah. So that's not bad at all. That's not a bad looking.
It's really nice.
I don't know if it's distracting or not. Like here, when it changes vibration, it pulses to the vibration. So it...
it's pink just in time for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, it kind of looks like those little toys that you buy like at the Disney shows, like at the arena shows with the toys walk around with that are lit up.
Hey, now you're ruining this.
Like. So what I'm saying is it'll blend in case your kid picks it up.
That's great. I can take Sass and she can wave it around.
It does, that's it. You did it.
We're going to go see the... I want to see the...
Minnie!
I want to see the mermaid.
As you wave that thing, it's exactly what it looks like.
See
the moment. There we are.
Yeah,
I think it's nice.
All right, listen, ladies, let's bid on this thing. Liz?
Man, I'm going to go with $24.99.
You sound a little unsure, but we're going to go. Jessica?
Let's go $45.
Jessica. 27 years old, married 6 years already. Is that right? Cindy, 55, just likes the shaky bits on my parts.
I'll say
35. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price is
$45.99.
Woo! Damn.
Yeah, well, closest we'll take it.
Yeah.
It's going to be Jess. Oh, my God. The drought's over. You're no longer a poverty giant up.
I'm so excited.
Yo, that's so nice. You're not a poor Gina anymore. You know what? This calls for a divorce. By the way, I heard somebody whispering no in the background. who's got someone with him? Tell the truth, Jess.
I'm by myself. I'm sitting in the parking garage.
You are? What are you, making some extra money? What are you doing?
No. I lose service if I go anywhere, so I stop.
Oh, good for you. You're a safe driver, just like they taught you in driver's ed 3 years ago. You, Cindy.
Yep.
You didn't win. I got to put Jessica, you hold on. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day. I hope it's beautiful. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
You betcha. Cindy.
I was really hoping for a new toy.
Don't push up on me now. You did. You're the one who bid too wrong. You were too low.
Yeah,
I'm just
maybe next time.
I'm just another in a long line of men who've disappointed you, aren't I?
No.
I feel like that. Yeah.
Liz
is like, yep, you sure are.
Nailed it.
I'm not easily disappointed. I just move on.
Give me time.
Oh, she's got to quit.
I know. Listen, I love you. What have I got here? If you want to go see the World of Wheels or Volbeat or Five Finger?
Volbeat, for sure.
Look at you. All right. Listen, go sit on the subwoofer right at the front of the stage. The shaky parts are amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Stay right there. Stay there. All right. Thanks, Cindy. Liz.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Sorry, you were way too low. Answer that.
No, I really needed that.
Do you got to get that?
No.
You don't have to answer that?
No.
Are you at work right now, going for dildos and stuff?
Yeah.
Yep. Anybody know, or just you're on your own?
Oh, I'm sure they know.
Hopefully you're not at a suicide hotline or something.
I'll make them feel better if they want to call.
You got to answer the goddamn phone first. This is how you do your job all day, isn't it? You don't even work there. You barely work. You show up. You clock in.
It absolutely is. You just have to ask my boss. It's true.
All right. I'm sorry I didn't get a vibrator for you today. Is there something else I could do? Is there something I could do for you?
How about some fight tickets?
I'll give them to you. Listen, you're going to join us MMA Fight Night, February 22nd, Silverstein iSun Arena. You and your wonderful husband, you will go. He'll love you for it. And hopefully you should make him buy you a gift for Valentine's Day.
Hopefully it's the gift he's got in his hand.
Okay. You always get that one. See, this is why you don't have a lot of toys.
No, I don't always get it, but yeah.
My God, who is this? Are you guys related?
He might be my cousin.
Do you let him do everything to you?
Yeah.
That's why you sound so cool and happy.
See you at the next barbecue.
See you. Stay right there. That's the great Liz. She's a full input gal. She's wonderful. Wonderful. Got to thank our friends over at Moonlight Adult Boutique, of course. Don't forget 40 Highway and KC Mo, Truman Road, and Kansas City, Missouri as well. KCK, State Avenue, Topeka Boulevard in Topeka, Kansas.